We thank you for today. Thank you for the privilege of learning and growing. Revelation knowledge is gifted everybody in this class. Thank you that the eyes of our understanding flooded with light. Clarity comes by your word. We're built up, equipped, edified. And I pray that as we study tonight, thank you that we rejoice in faith. That will be the better for it at the end of this class. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, once again, I welcome you all. Our vision is to reintroduce Jesus to this generation, equipping the believer to know who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and what Christ can do through you. And we're just glad to know that we are found in him, not just found in him, but we're known by him. Praise God. All right, I'm going to go straight into today's class. I won't recap like I always do. Today is week 25, right? Pastor Sean, today is week 25.
Week 24.
25. Last week was 24.
Let's see. Yeah, 4.
So today is 25.
Oh, yes, we did 24. Yes, we did 23 and 24 together. Yes, today is week 25.
Yeah,
yes,
I did two classes last week.
Yes,
yeah. So today we're looking at, should I follow men? Sometimes you hear people say, I don't want to follow any man. I only want to follow Jesus. Jesus is my pastor. Jesus is my teacher. I have no other teacher outside Jesus. I don't want to hear anybody teach. I just want to hear Jesus. You know, the Holy Spirit taught somebody mathematics, but didn't teach him English, but he taught him mathematics. So we want to clear that doctrinally tonight. Should following a man, stop following a man, follow Christ, is what you keep hearing people say. Stop following a man, follow Christ. Stop following a man, follow Christ. Stop following a man, follow Christ. This phrase is often said at or to folks who seem overtly committed to a preacher or a church. When people observe that you're loyal, you're committed and dedicated to the teaching of a man of God, they just tell you, nobody has it all. We all know in parts. You better be careful, be watchful. Nobody can ever know it all. And they start throwing that hypocritical concern around. The question, however, is Christian living possible without following men? Is Christian living possible without following men? Let us visit revealed scriptures for clarity of thought. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The entire scriptures were written about men. The entire scriptures were written about men. The writer of Hebrews puts it in a very beautiful manner. Hebrews 11:2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. The entire Old Testament books of the Bible is a good report. And that report is the report of men. So the whole chapters, more pungent scriptures, were written by men. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, 2 Peter 1, 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So men wrote the scriptures. Men wrote it. From Moses in John 1, 17, from Moses. In John 1, 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In John 5, 46, in John 5, 46, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. In fact, he gained enormous weight in so much as an error was accorded him. I'm talking of Moses. He gained enormous weight In 1 Corinthians 10:2, the Bible tells us, and First Corinthians 10:2, and we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. This was a man. His name was Moses. The Savior is also a man at his incarnation. The Savior is also a man at his incarnation. In John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So he is still a man after his resurrection. Jesus is still a man after his resurrection. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Timothy 2, 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The man, Christ Jesus. His mandate to reach the world was committed to men. The mandate of the Christ to reach the whole world was committed to men. In Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and said, all power is given unto me, heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. They were to make disciples. Go and make disciples. In Mark chapter 16, 15. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Men were to preach him. In John 20, 21 and 23. John 20, 21 and 23. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Whosoever sins you retain, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. That is such enormous responsibility and authority given to men. Enormous responsibility and authority given to men. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Men are to be his witnesses. Since he is in heaven, we see him in men and hear him in men. Men will minister the things and gifts of the Spirit to others. Men will minister the things and gifts of the Spirit to others. In Acts chapter 8, verse 15 and 17. Acts chapter 8, verse 15 and 17. Who, when they were come down, prayed for him, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Men made men receive. In Acts chapter 9, verse 17. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Ananias made Paul receive. Ananias made Paul receive. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 44. Acts 10, 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. This happened also as Peter spoke in Acts 19, verse 6. Acts 19, verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Paul laid his hands on men, and the Holy Ghost came. Paul laid his hands on men. Ministry is also received this way. Ministry is also received this way. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Men said this by utterances. Men said this by utterances. Acts 13, 3 and 4. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 3 and 4. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So men sent them away, and the Holy Ghost did. Men sent them away, and the Holy Ghost did. Brother Paul reminded Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 and 6. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 and 6. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Hands were laid on thee by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Verse 6. Wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So spiritual growth is made available via men who bring us up. Via men who bring us up. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Apostles are men, so they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. And you will see that through the book of Acts, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. In Acts 5, 42, Acts 5, 42. Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple, and daily in the temple, and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. If you observed, no one tried to know God by himself. They knew God via men he sent to them. They knew God via men he sent to them. Acts 11:26. Acts 11:26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. A whole year they assembled themselves with the church, and they were teaching, teaching, teaching. Men were teaching. In Acts chapter 19, verse 8 to 10. Acts chapter 19, verse 8 to 10. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that which before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Verse 10, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. You also see a repeat of the same kind of thing in Acts 20:20. And now I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've showed you and I've taught you publicly and from house to house. I have showed you, I have taught you. This is Paul. He taught people in public and he taught them in their houses. Paul put it aptly in 1 Corinthians 14:36. 1 Corinthians 14:36. What? Came the word of God out from you, or came I unto you only? Came I unto you only? The word did not come from you, but unto you. The word did not come from you, but unto you. So God gave men. God gave men. God gave men to men. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 14, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 14, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sly of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Jesus achieves his work through men. He achieves his work through men. You cannot grow by yourself. You cannot grow by yourself. That's why in Colossians 1:28, Brother Paul will say to the church in Colossae, whom we preach, Colossians 1:28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Men will make you perfect. Men will mature you in Christ. Men will make you perfect. Men will mature you in Christ. In Galatians 4:19, Brother Paul will say to the church in Galatia, my little children of whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So it is men that do this. Men travel for you to be formed in Christ. So we are taught in Scripture to follow men. We are taught in Scripture to follow men and esteem those men highly. Follow men and esteem those men highly. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. Brother Paul said to the church in Thessalonica, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. and be at peace among yourselves. Esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. We cannot grow if we do not esteem highly, means to exalt above all men. We cannot grow if we do not esteem highly those men that we're supposed to exalt. In Hebrews 13, 17, he says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So we obey them, we submit ourselves, else we shall be blamed of God. Else we shall be blamed of God. Men are responsible for our lives. Men are responsible for our lives. In 1 Corinthians 4:16, Brother Paul said, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Be ye followers of me. So we are to follow men. This is how we follow Christ. We are to follow men. This is how we follow Christ. Some have been more mischievous. They misquote Paul. They say, follow men as they follow Christ. This is not in scripture. At least Paul did not write it. They will say, no, you know, just follow men as they follow Christ. It's not in scripture. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's the way it is. Even as I also am of Christ. The word also is italicized. Hence, it is explained as follow, even as I am of Christ. That's the way it is. Follow, even as I am of Christ. Therefore, you are to follow him because he is of Christ. You are to follow him because he is of Christ. And that is consistent with all his other counsels. We know Christ and we follow Christ through men. We know Christ and we follow Christ through men. In 1 John 2:27, in 1 John 2:27, in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. The writer of this 1 John 2:27 is a man. The person writing this is a man. So we actually follow men if we are truly following Christ. We actually follow men if we are truly following Christ. This is just like we serve men if we are truly serving Christ. We serve men if we are truly serving Christ. We actually follow men if we're truly following Christ. This is just like we serve men if we're truly serving Christ. The next question to answer is, what exactly are we to follow? In following men, what exactly are we to follow? Teaching. We follow teaching. We follow teaching. Second Timothy 3:10 and 14. Second Timothy 3:10 and 14. It says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience." Verse 14. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Take note of the words, follow my patience, my faith, my virtues, not my kind of car, not my house, not my favorite colors, not my style of wearing suspenders." One pastor in Ghana called me and he said, the guy doesn't like me. He knows, I know he doesn't like me, and he knows he doesn't like me. And we're happy with that, two of us. So he called me, he said, I don't believe in most of the things you teach, even though I cannot refute them. But I can't teach them. I love them. I don't miss a day of not listening to you. I'm an addict, but I can't teach it. Then he called me last week. He said, "Dr. Damina, I'm copying everything you. I have even bought suspenders now. And I'm wearing suspenders now." This guy is in Ghana, actually, Pastor Matilda. He said, "I'm wearing suspenders now, you know, because I want to just be exactly like you." He said, "But I am going to fight false prophets. That's my mission in Ghana. I'm going to destroy all the false prophets." So I laughed. I said, "Be sure it's Jesus that is sending you. And be sure you know what you're talking about." He said, "No, I have suspenders, exactly your suspenders." And then I'm imagining how you wear suspenders, because he has a pot belly, very big one. So I'm wondering how the suspenders will look when he removes his suit like me. Anyway, Paul didn't say, "You learn my kind of dress, not my kind of car, not my kind of house, not my favorite colors, not even my chosen career." He said, "You have learned my patience, my faith." He's talking about virtues. In Greek construction, the word doctrine is followed by semicolon in today's grammar. That word doctrine in the Greek construction is followed by semicolon in today's grammar, which means all others are from his teaching. The faith is from the teaching. The patience is from the teaching. The virtues are from the teaching. Faith is used many times in Paul's letters to Timothy for doctrine and lifestyle. Faith is used many times in Paul's letters to Timothy for doctrine and lifestyle. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, he says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Brother Paul said to Timothy, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith." That's very, very instructive. "I have kept the faith." Now, writer of Hebrews also counseled believers in Hebrews 13:7. Hebrews 13:7. "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, Considering the end of their conversation. Considering the end, whose fate follow. Considering the end of their conversation. Notice again the sequence. Whose fate follow. They are human beings like you, whom God is using for you. They are human beings like you, whom God is using for you. However, they make mistakes too. Men of God make mistakes too, because they are flawed men. That is God has at his disposal now. There's nothing better than that. The treasure is in weak vessels. The treasure of God is in weak vessels. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It is the beauty of grace. That is the beauty of grace. Flawed men ministering the power of God. That's the beauty of grace. Flawed men. Ministering the power of God. Teaching Christ, the flawless person. That's the beauty of grace. Flawed men. Ministering the power of God. Teaching Christ, the flawless person. That's the beauty of grace. Let me repeat for those of you that are still writing. That is the beauty of grace. Flawed men, ministering the power of God, teaching Christ, the flawless person. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 1 and 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Christ and him crucified. I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We shall learn of the person of Christ from and through men. It is men that will reveal to us the person of Christ. We learn the person of Christ from and through men. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We shall follow him through men. We shall grow in him through men. That is the wisdom of God. We shall follow him through men. We shall grow in him through men. That is the wisdom of God. To hear God, hear men. To hear God, hear the men he has put over you. To learn of him, hear men. To learn of him, hear men. To follow him, follow men. To follow him, follow men. That is, we shall follow him through men. We shall grow in him through men. That is the wisdom of God. To hear God, hear men. To learn of him, hear men. To follow him, hear men. That is all God's got. And that is all you and I have too. That is all God has. And that is all me and you have also. The gift of men. The gift of men. That is God's best. Nothing is better than that. The gift of men. Glory to God. So to hear men is to hear God. That's all God has. God doesn't preach to anybody. Jesus doesn't preach to anybody. The Holy Spirit doesn't preach to anybody. It is men that have the mandate to preach to people. So if you despise men, you despise God. If you receive men, you receive God. Men that God has supernaturally placed over you spiritually. Men that God has gifted you with. That's the best he has. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this class today. Thank you for everyone that is in this class. Thank you for this great time of learning, great time of instructions, and great time of relearning, and great time of growth. Thank you for every mentee of this academy. I pray that you abound in grace, you abound in knowledge, grounded and rooted in the love of God, kept by the power of God. You are delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. You walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You are fruitful unto every good work. Ministry grows on your inside, finds expression through the preaching of the gospel, raising disciples and building an impact for God's kingdom on the earth. So I pray that you are enriched in all things. You are God sufficient, able minister of the New Testament, not of the letter that killeth, but of the spirit that giveth life. I decree that you walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You walk in the favor of the Holy Ghost. Grace abound towards you. Oh, Jacob Atababa. You lack nothing, you have sufficiency in all things. And in the name of Jesus, you are bound and abound in all that Christ has provided. Great grace is yours. Hallelujah. Through the next 1 week, it will be impact, impact, impact. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Take down the following announcements. Following assignments. Assignment number one. Elaborately explain the role men played. Elaborately explain the role men played in the writing of the Old Testament books. The role men played in the writing of the Old Testament books. I'm talking about the prophecies concerning the Christ. The prophecies concerning the Christ, as well as their role in the resurrection of Christ. As well as their role in the resurrection of Christ and the furtherance of the gospel. Let me go over that question again. Elaborately explain the role men played in the writing of the Old Testament books. We're talking about prophecies concerning the Christ, as well as their role in the resurrection of Christ and the furtherance of the gospel. As well as their role in the resurrection of Christ and the furtherance of the gospel. Question number two. How do we follow Christ from this teaching? How do we follow Christ from this teaching? Question number three. What should my response be to men who I follow as they teach and train me? What should my response be to men who I follow as they teach and train me? Question number four. What persuasion are they to fulfill in every believer? What persuasion are they to fulfill in every believer? I'll quickly go over the four questions. Elaborately explain the role men played in the writing of the Old Testament books. Talking about prophecies concerning the Christ, as well as their role in the resurrection of Christ and the furtherance of the gospel. As well as their role in the resurrection of Christ and the furtherance of the gospel. Question number two. How do we follow Christ from this teaching? How do we follow Christ from this teaching? Question number three. What should my response be to men who I follow as they teach and train me? What should my response be to men who I follow as they teach and train me? Question number four. What persuasion are they to fulfill in every believer? What persuasion are they to fulfill in every believer? Glory to God. All right, that's it from me, Pastor Sean. and I'm open to
Glory to God. Thank you so much.